Jamaica Tourist Board launches Experience Jamaica 2014. We'll look at that, and we'll also tell you about one parish that became three in our No Jamaica feature. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Thanks for tuning in.
We can make the sweetest songs.
Smile for me, Jamaica, and I said smile, girl, smile.
Jamaicans are being invited to take advantage of special discount packages being offered by some of the island's premier hotels, attractions, and other tourism stakeholders. Sector partners are offering discounts of up to 50% on accommodation, attractions, shopping, ground transportation, and at restaurants. And at restaurants as part of Experience Jamaica 2014.
Experience Jamaica really is a marketing campaign brought about by the Jamaica Tourist Board to offer Jamaicans living in the diaspora and international organizations resident in Jamaica the opportunity to experience Jamaica. We offer incredible vacation values right here at home by partnering with a number of tourism entities who offer special discounts, savings of up to 50% for those who wish to vacation here in Jamaica.
More than 100 tourism partners are on board for the 2014 campaign.
Well, this year we have over 120 different tourism entities participating, from your hotels in Kingston, Ocheres, Montego Bay, South Coast, Negril, and Port Antonio, as well as your attraction companies, shopping, transportation, and a whole host of different types of hotels to get that great Jamaican experience.
Experienced Jamaica consultant at the Jamaica Tourist Board, Harris Phillips. Jamaica Tourist Board JTB Chairman and Director of Tourism John Lynch says the significant discounts being offered by the tourism partners is an indication of the eagerness of the hospitality sector to show Jamaicans a good time.
What we are trying to do with Experience Jamaica is to stir up enthusiasm at home for the things that make Jamaica a very special place on earth. The culture, the hospitality, and of course, the natural beauty.
The JTB has also designed a program to make it easy for persons to start their Jamaican adventure. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says not enough locals are experiencing the various product offerings that have made the island one of the top destinations in the world. He believes the program will generate a high level of interest from the local public.
We spend a lot of money each year advertising Jamaica overseas, and visitors come to our island to see and experience what is Jamaica. Yet amongst our own people, while some may go to one or two attractions like Duns River Falls, not enough of them go to our hotels, our villas, or go to the myriad of other attractions that we have here in Jamaica.
Dr. McNeil is also lauding the sector partners for recognizing the importance of domestic tourism and putting packages together to ensure that Jamaicans can benefit and enjoy Jamaica at a Jamaican price.
So I want to encourage everyone to start filling their weekends and vacation days with plans to explore and experience Jamaica.
We love Jamaica.
In our No Jamaica feature, we look at the parish that became three, well, more like three and a half, St. Elizabeth. St. Elizabeth is one of the largest parishes on the island. It originally included most of the southwest part of the island, but in 1703, it was divided to form Westmoreland. On November 12, 1793, Westmoreland was also divided to form the parish of Hanover. And later in 1814, a piece of St. Elizabeth was taken to form part of the parish of Manchester. This means that out of St. Elizabeth came Westmoreland, Hanover, and a part of Manchester. This is where we end this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Until next time, one love.
Out of many comes one people singing.
One love.
Be Jamaica's music.
One heart.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.